Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Toddies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Oswald.
Ooh. Patton Oswalt, fan favorite.
Hall of Famer.
Townie's
Dumb
favorite.
People Town Hall of Famer.
Love Dumb Behavior. You're back, and I'm so happy you're back.
I am very, very happy to be back here, and I'm very excited that you guys are still managing to pull. It has been a bumper crop of dumb people. How do you keep
surplus.
It to three a week? Do you
we have a backlog, right?
It's ridiculous, right?
You kind of build up the catalog, and then we pick and choose from the stories. It's just the stupidity now, though, is no longer even being looked at as stupid.
Exactly.
There is like
there's like a weird acceptance of stupid where mm-hmm. we're just like, eh, that's part of what we do now.
Right.
No.
We're like,
we
have
can't
to
do
call
that.
It out, and that's what this show does.
We right. Exactly. We can't let ourselves relax
normalize to it.
And normalize this stuff. Yeah. We have to still point it out and go, no, that was really
dumb. I feel like it used to be there would be like someone dumb in your town and some sort of like parental figure in your life would be like, don't go over there by that person. They're dumb. And now they're like, let him talk.
Right.
Hear what he has to say.
Give him a microphone.
All sides.
Yeah.
Well, also it's because everyone is now, we were talking about this off camera, but it's this thing of like in showbiz, more than ever, it is no revenue stream untapped.
Right.
So
right.
If there is the dumbest person, but they're saying, I want werewolves made out of bubble gum. It's like, well, he's really loud about it. There could be, if that one guy is, that could be 50 other people.
Sounds like he's trying to help the bubble gum industry. You hate the bubble gum industry?
You hate America now? He struck a chord.
Yeah.
He struck a chord.
I guess we got to do it.
He struck a chord, needs to be stricken out of the English language.
I love that you say we have a back policy because we have a big announcement today that's going to drop after the second episode about ways in which we're going to even have more fun with dumb stories. For all of our listeners, it involves our Patreon, it involves Friday episodes, it involves this very episode.
Wow.
It comes out every Tuesday, so you're here. And also, I don't want to tease it because Rand likes to tee it up, but our first story today I saved for you since June.
So Dan is so
really?
Good about this that like when we know, so we knew we were going to have you back, and I knew that you have a special.
Part of it is just we love having you back. Also, part of it, new
when this
special.
Drops on Tuesday, your stand-up special is out. So everyone listen to this podcast mm-hmm. today
and then go
and treat
watch
yourself
and watch
on Netflix Patton's brand new special, which if
it's- Let's make it a gigantic Netflix hit.
Yes.
Please. Shove it in their Netflix faces.
I beg you. Watch. It's called We All Scream, and I directed it.
Oh. Oh, yes.
And shot it at the Paramount in Denver, which is an amazing theater.
I love
theater.
That theater, yes.
And it could not have been more fun.
All right, so we'll...
And also, again, I love that you now are curating stories for future guests, the way that like Grant Achatz at Alinea goes, oh, when he comes back, we have the special
right.
Wagyu beef that we set aside.
Right.
When he comes into town, we have
it. We put this in the patent
it's
folder.
It's in a humidor right
so,
now.
So let's pull it out. Let's mm-hmm. send it out of the, it's hermetically sealed. It opens up, pull it out, and this is for Pat.
So this is a callback to an episode you did with us on January 14th, 2022.
Okay.
Whoa.
I believe it was right here in this very room.
Okay. Yes.
It is a update to a story, our opening story from that episode.
Okay. Oh, nice. The saga continues.
Here we go. Goodbye,
I love it.
Goodbye, fart jars. Stephanie Motto says she's got a new business.
Thank oh, my God. I remember this person. Okay.
She was selling farts in a jar.
So, again, you talked about, like, werewolves made of gum. This woman is like, I can sell my farts
exactly.
in a jar.
And she was, I'm sorry, was she was an Instagram model or
yes.
a you?
Yes.
What was she?
Instagram
yes.
model. So I would have thought she would have had a huge business now called, like, something's a jar or something like that.
Right.
And that would be her thing of just farting
right.
in jars.
Jar. Away.
Yeah, beyond the glass.
Jar Jar Stinks.
Yeah. There it is.
A bridge to Jar. No, I'm sorry. Why didn't I stop at Jar Jar Stinks? I added that stupid joke.
Jar Jar Stinks is the genre of what it is.
That should have been the N1. God, I'm sorry, listeners.
Okay. Jarring away.
I'm sorry for A Bridge to Jar. That isn't even funny.
I like A Bridge to Jar.
No, Jar Jar Stinks was perfect. You know what we're teaching people? When someone nails a riff like that, you
walk away.
You walk away.
You don't want to hear. You don't want to hear.
You uncock the gun. You put it away.
You don't want to hear Jart and Stink.
Jart and Stink. Pretty good too. God damn it.
Okay.
Yes.
So the headline from the last time we touched on this was 90 Day Fiance star retires from selling farts after heart attack scare. So she had to go to the hospital.
She was holding them in.
Yes.
For a particularly, she had got a big order, I guess.
Right.
Well, she's back.
When they retire, do they like send her number up to the rafters, like retiring?
You have to age fine wine, people. You can't just,
This is a barrel aged fart.
This was sent in by Daniel Bean at Beano76.
Of course.
Perfect.
I'm sensing maybe an OnlyFans thing here.
Stephanie Motto, an influencer and former star of reality TV show 90 Day Fiancé.
Never saw it. Have you seen 90 Day Fiancé?
I've never seen it. Never.
Dan, have you seen it?
90 Day Fiancé? Yeah. No, but is that the one with the guy who doesn't have a neck?
What?
Who?
There's a guy who like doesn't. He's just like a stout little ruddy little
host. He's the host of the show?
No, but I think he's one of the people from it, and he like they spun him off into his own thing.
I don't know what 90 Day.
I've only seen all this
Anybody seen it? Listen, have you seen it? You have, okay.
90 Day Fiancé.
By the way,
seen it?
I was engaged, and I don't think I used the word fiancé once.
What would you say?
Time.
Future bride?
I'm like, I'm going to get married.
Right.
This lady's 90 Day Fiancé. Like, whoever came up with that title was so proud. My wife sold the show just on 90 Day Fiancé.
They sat down. They said those words. The guy went, why are we still talking? Wait, let's go build sets right now.
Hang on a second. I'm going to write you a check.
What are we doing?
Well, she says she's raking in the money selling jars of.
Oh, we got to guess?
You can if you'd like.
Wait a minute.
Sweat?
Oh, I'm going to say sweat.
Okay.
P.
Boob sweat.
Boob sweat.
Yes. Boob sweat.
Again, curated.
Yes.
Now, artisanal.
Now, there is no way to authenticate this in any way.
Exactly.
Shape,
like, well, how can you authenticate a fart?
He doesn't
know that. You know, right. She could be going down to a construction site at lunchtime.
Or, like, to me, I would love to see 50 years from now someone bring in a jar. This was in my grandfather's house to the Antiques Roadshow. And they're like, well, we do see the authentication marks on the bottom.
Does it put the F in NFT? Like, is that like a.
This is her corn face. So.
So at least this is organic. The boob sweat is organic.
Is organic. Also, can I be honest? It's more tangible than a fart. To this, I get that.
Well, you can visually see it.
You can see it.
I mean, I'm assuming
if you really
you
wanted
to,
I suppose you could taste it to see if it tasted like
salty.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Is it in a large jar or is it like a little ampule?
I'm thinking a little.
It's a little jar.
More stylish now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like a tiny little jam jar.
There you go.
Her latest venture. Which is the greatest word for this
venture?
Comes after announcing her retirement earlier this year from hawking mason jars filled with her farts. Motto.
It's so tacky. Let's go to more small ampules of boob sweat. Yeah. Come on, what are we, animals here?
We got to refine this whole business.
This isn't deliverance,
I'm getting
folks.
Older. I want to be more refined and classy. We were very clunky before with the way we did things.
She claimed she was hospitalized while trying to keep up with skyrocketing demand.
By the way, she talks about the business like we. It's like whenever you hear like a race car driver talking about winning a race, like you talk about your whole team that helped make this.
She's the Elizabeth Holmes of farts. In an interview.
She's the Enola Holmes.
In an interview with Insider in January, she said she had made around $200,000 from selling her bottled farts to her fans, doctors advised her that her excess windbreaking was taking a toll on her body. Instead of abandoning the business entirely.
Patton's like, it's never affected me.
I'm fine.
Maddow said she decided at that point to pivot to selling her farts as NFTs.
I'm sorry, pivoting?
Yes.
Okay.
NFTs.
Of her farts. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm a pretty inventive and innovative person. Is that redundant?
Yeah, you just needed one of those.
Yeah, you don't need the... Yeah.
It's probably not technically redundant, but it feels redundant. I'm a pretty inventive and innovative
person. I'm the first
person
to use two words to describe inventive.
There you go.
She also runs an 18 and over fan subscription platform similar to OnlyFans. What is the one that isn't? Imagine trying to climb that market share. Are you OnlyFans?
No, we're not OnlyFans. We're just fans.
Just fans sounds
By the way, here's how out of the loop I was. This was like a year ago. A friend of mine, she's a musician, and she's, you know, talking about the record industry is hard. It's hard to put things out. I'd heard the term OnlyFans and just assumed it was where you could whatever. Like, so I said, you should start an OnlyFans page thinking, like, put your music up. And she glared at me like, the fuck
what
are you
talking
about?
I'm on my clothes on.
I'm like, and I then had to be explained to me, oh, no, it's like nude stuff.
Yeah,
like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
It was like me going, give up on the music. Just whip the boobs out. I honestly thought you want to sell records, right? I thought I'd heard the term OnlyFans, and in my head I put together, oh, it's where you just
this
go.
Is where you just directly
a site
market
only for your fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
exactly.
It seems innocuous.
And by the way, and that is the genius of OnlyFans. That it got someone like Patton to say to a esteemed musician,
exactly.
You should do this.
A Grammy winning musician, by the way, that like, you started OnlyFans. I'm sorry, what?
So after saying
I said it with that confidence, like, hey, I don't know.
I got it. You should really start. I have the solution to your problem.
After saying that she was an inventive and innovative person, she says, not to mention, I do get asked for armpit videos, videos of me working out and sweating all the time.
Sure.
In several TikToks, the 31-year-old Connecticut-based creator shared her newest venture. She has been collecting sweat from her breasts after sitting out in the sun. She posted a picture of her doing so.
There you go.
It's a bottle, not a nipple.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard at first.
There you go.
In the caption, she says, all you need is bottles, sun, cha-chas, and sit out like a maple tree for hours.
Sit out like a maple tree.
Yeah, here she says.
Because maple trees sweat.
She said that in a video in which she is seen pointing at the sun and standing outdoors with a small container pressed against her chest.
Do you get the video, too?
You don't get the video. I mean, that's probably on her not OnlyFans, OnlyFans.
Yes. Whatever it's called.
She told Insider that within a week of starting the venture, she sold how many jars of boob sweat?
Oh, boy. Within a week?
And the jar can't be full, right?
No, they're not full.
I'm thinking it's got to be
small.
It's
like a little, yeah, it's like one of those when you buy those little vial, like an ester, like
it's like when
fragrance.
You do a home COVID test. It's probably that amount.
That amount of.
And probably that. This little, yeah, oh God, it's not good.
First of all,
how many jars?
There's a pot for every lid.
I'm going to say, wait a minute.
Lid for every pot.
God, I wish I knew how many followers she had. I will say she sold, 5,000 jars.
5,000.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's a lot. It means she has to have.
I'm going
to
say 1,000. I'm going to say 1,000.
Okay.
I went high on this.
Yeah, I'm going to say 750.
Okay.
Oh.
Within a week of starting the venture, she sold 50 jars.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, right. I know. Never mind.
Well, like, everybody relax. But
I really each jar was $1,000.
Well, who knows? She says, this is a quote. I like to call myself the human maple tree and the boob sweat my sap. Mm-hmm. I sit there and collect my sap same way a maple tree does, she said, per the Australian outlet.
A tree does not collect its own sap.
Yeah, and also, I think, I believe when they collect that, they drive a
stake into it, and then hang
a bucket off her boobs to get the
spigot.
Yeah.
She is kind of, though. She is
putting
hanging
a thing in her thing.
It's that old-fashioned New England boob sweat like our grandmother used to gather every winter.
What do you do with the sweat?
If it's
your kink, are you putting it on yourself when you
enjoy
yourself?
You smell it up.
Maybe you taste it.
I don't know.
God, do you rub it on?
Sometimes.
It's definitely not something you display in your house.
No.
In a shadow box.
Do you spritz it on a pillow?
Maybe. Maybe it's like.
Sometimes it can vary how long it takes to fill up a jar.
Fill up a jar!
So that's how you know it's fake, right?
Oh.
Fill up a jar.
Come on.
It depends on several scientific factors, mainly the heat, movement, and how hydrated I am, she continued.
This feels like someone.
She can't just go to a sauna and get a week's worth done. Which she's
dude.
It's part of her sauna thing. Oh no, it's all from the sun.
But if you're doing that, now you're running into other health issues. The doctors are going to go, you can't be in the sun.
Right,
this much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Also, does she even live? I guess she's in Australia, but they have seasons.
No, she's in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Oh, that's right. It was per the Australian news outlet, news.com.
It's in the Connecticut Sun, Dan.
So she can't even stay there year round.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unless. She's a seasonal business. She's like an ice cream shop in Connecticut.
Right. She's like, we only are open in the summer.
Yeah. Gone fishing.
Gone farting. That's gone what she farting. Does in the winter. Gone That's, it's a seasonal business.
The online reactions to Maddow's business model have been mixed. While her fans applauded her for being creative, others criticized her for not getting a real job. I go, hey, she's just meeting market demand.
She's making money.
I'm sorry, but yeah, she is rolling with the market, and she's opening new revenue streams.
Why should this woman work at a desk? Yeah. Look.
I just imagine her at a network event and be like, I'm off farts right now. Farts are down. Yeah. Farts are down. You know what's up? Sweat. Boob sweat.
It's her market. But also,
farts are so 2017, guys.
They really are, guys.
They're so 2017. Forward. It's 2022.
Also, if it's really hot out, she's like, got to be in the air conditioning. She's like, I don't want to bring my work home with me.
Right.
Yeah, but
she is someone who's very pro-global warming.
That's right.
100%. Sure. She has got to start, you know.
I have friends that are sex workers, and they do get offers for everything to be sold. Socks, shoes,
sure.
Anything
really?
They work out in. Obviously underwear.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
You know what, though? One time, one friend of mine said to another friend, she's like, I've never sold my underwear. And then she goes, why? And she said, because I don't want anyone having my DNA.
She's like, I guess.
She was like freaked out that she was
that someone's going to use it and make another person?
I don't know what. She just said that. She was like, I don't want anybody to have my DNA.
Or use them to open a doorknob into a room.
Yeah, you've committed a crime.
The pussy stain murder is struck again, apparently.
The rash of crimes all linked to prominent sex workers.
She wasn't in Wyoming.
She was in something else. Okay, so... She said, she said she doesn't mind the criticism. I feel the universe likes to judge us for odd and taboo ways of making money. I don't know if the universe, certainly this planet.
People will judge you, but I love
by the way,
it.
When she says judge, at most we're just kind of going, well, I wouldn't sell my boobs. Yeah. Like that's the extent of the judging that's going on.
She said,
I wouldn't buy that stuff.
But, fine.
This does feel like a lot of work, and I don't think it applies to...
It does,
and by the way, I'm 100% cool with it.
But you're like, also sweating way more than you can collect.
She's in control of this.
Right.
Sure. She's selling this. It's being sold to people who, for some reason or another, they love it.
I can't wait to see what her next thing.
She's betting on herself.
Yes.
She is betting on herself. And that's what America's all about.
And she pivoted.
She is her greatest resource.
She said,
the product.
But if boob sweat is the new side hustle, I'm here for it. It's going to be a hot girl summer.
Side boob sweat. That's the new side hustle. That's the new side hustle.
My boobs are sweating, so let's bottle and sell it while we're at it. Mateo said she also would use sunscreen after burning her chest quite badly at one point. Girl, you gotta
start with the screen.
Sauna. Right. Go into a sauna.
However, she will
drink
have
a bunch
know.
Of Gatorade, sweat. Oh, can she do specifically flavored boob sweat based on what she drinks or eats?
Why
can
not?
They do the request?
You mean like a cow that's eating a lot of onions?
Exactly.
And like,
could you eat
milk?
A big thing of mulligatawny or some chicken vindaloo? I want an Indian. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because you could do meat sweats.
Exactly.
You could do various types of sweats.
Yeah.
She can specialize.
Yeah.
She will have people know it's not as easy as it looks. Quote, I love sitting by the pool, but it's also hard work. Don't be fooled. To which I go, well, don't. Yeah, let's not act like it's that hard work. Like I'm not saying you don't have to do it.
We're not
going to
call you a hero.
Right.
And right. Nobody was accusing you of being lazy, but also no one's impressed.
By the way,
you found the sweet spot where no one cares. Right. Either way.
Best ad ever for stamps.com.
Yes.
Excuse me. What if she has her own thing called tramp stamps?
There's a side hustle. I will wet your stamps with my boob sweat.
Ooh.
Your,
my God.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, she told her 299,000 Instagram followers.
That's a lot.
She has almost 300,000 and she sold 50 jars.
That's right.
Yes.
That's not good.
I know.
I'm sorry. That is not good.
That's not a good conversion, as we say.
She said that a bear showed up and shut down business for the week.
What?
So she was out by the pool and a bear showed up.
Gay man.
I was in my backyard.
You know what you do? You stick it out and you sell that fear sweat
fear sweat. Yeah.
Oh,
that's how we all stay young out here in Hollywood.
Exactly.
We get that fear sweat.
Let me get a vial of the boob sweat. And
she's got a thing.
No, but it's
like In-N-Out.
No, it's like the person. I'm imagining the person in Wheel of Fortune who's choosing
the face
and all the prizes are from her thing. Let me have a fart jar.
I'm gonna
be upset. And you know what? Put the rest on a gift certificate.
450 left. Oh, 450. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll get the fear sweat. All right, and 80 left on a gift certificate. Yeah,
put it on a gift certificate.
No, you know what?
Porcelain lion, and then put the rest on a gift certificate. Porcelain lion, the rest on the gift certificate.
If we were like My Favorite Murder level podcast, I just want you guys to know I would have bought fart jars for all of us. Aww. And I would have bought us
sweat jars. Yeah. Just to know what it was.
Just to say that.
Back to the bear. She says, I was in my backyard by the pool fulfilling orders of boob sweat jars when a bear showed up. So crazy. Here, we'll get out of here on this.
How old?
Each bottle of boob sweat costs how much money?
Oh.
You know, what would you pay? A bottle of this sweat. Woman's boobs.
She keeps saying jars, so I don't know. She can't be filling up a whole jar.
And in the picture, it's small.
Right. Right.
Also, I said this earlier. You sweat way more than you're going to be able to collect.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd have to also be in a position where it would drip off of you in a way that you could keep collecting it.
Yeah, how do you...
I don't know how she made 50 jars.
I think she... It's like $25 a jar.
Okay.
Okay.
Jason,
I'm gonna say it's $100 a jar.
Okay,
$79.99. She's definitely gonna price it in that. She's weird like,
let me
way.
Hit a good price point. Yeah. Okay, if there's an 8,
I don't
in front
want
of
people thinking they're paying God. 80 because okay. psychologically you see a 7 and you're in better shape.
Okay. Each bottle of boob sweat. We'll get out of story one on this.
God.
Costs $500.
Oh, what? Lord. Yeah.
So wait a minute.
50 times 500.
50 damn. Times 500 is?
$25,000.
Yeah.
$25,000.
Yes, yeah. I think you're right.
In 1 week.
In a week,
Patton.
Shit.
That's not bad.
My fear is she's going to like sweat herself away. She exactly. either has to like, she's got to stay so
she
hydrated.
She needs to go with a sauna. Go with a sauna. And
Gatorade.
You could also rig it up to where you set up like a floor that has like a drain filler in it. So you just stand in one place and all the sweat goes down.
But how do we know it's coming from her boobs?
Oh,
well, eventually it is.
At some point.
Yeah. If it starts up here, it is.
Yeah, but you don't want it mixing with some like butt crack sweat.
Yeah,
or,
that's true.
Or
I'll take a bottle of the butt crack sweat and the porcelain cheetah and the rest of it. All right, there's
150 left.
First story down. Patton is with us. We're going to talk a little bit more when we come back from the break about what people can expect from his brand new special on Netflix, which drops today as this show drops. Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Before we get to Patton's awesome special, we want to mention that we are going on tour. We're doing this show on
little
tour.
Little Dumb Run.
We're going to be in Nashville at the Analog Theater inside the Hutton
Hotel. Mm-hmm. Then the next night at the Den Theater in Chicago, which is a very cool theater in space.
The Den is great.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to
nice.
So we do a podcast on Friday night at 7:30 and then stand-up show right after it, the three of us. And then
Saturday night, Dan's in New York City. We're at the River Spirit Casino
in Tulsa. And then on Sunday night, we're at the Bell House in Brooklyn with Andrew Dismukes from SNL, Roy Wood Jr., and the band Cut Worms. It's going to be like an incredible show. That thing's going to sell out.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, that'll totally sell out.
I also want to remind everybody that on the 5th of October I am going to be in Lafayette. Austin.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, Austin. And then on the 6th, I'm in Lafayette. And then on the 7th, I will be in Houston. And that show is going to be called Late Night Hang with DVK, but it is going to be my full hour. So that show starts at 10 o'clock at the Secret Group. Go to danielvankirk.com to get your tickets.
Yeah, we'll be in Ann Arbor this weekend at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. And so come see us there this week.
And on the 7th, we're headlining
the Thousand Lakes Comedy Festival in Minneapolis, which will be one night only, and that's great. So supersclars.com for all that. Patton, let's talk about the special. So tell me, like, what can people expect? Jay and I are such fans of your last one that you did in 2020. We were watching it, and the whole Ancient Grains run just literally had us peeing. So, I mean, like,
thank you.
You know, so, like, we've known you for so long. We've done stand-up with you for so long.
Forever.
And
we
so
love you as a person and
I
as a
love
friend.
When an idea comes down, and we're like, oh, my God, it's such a Patton idea. Mm-hmm. And I was as soon as you started going into the whole thing with the ancient biblical grains,
yes.
we were like—
Losing it.
This
losing
idea it. Come falling to you in this way was yes. just absolutely perfect. So what can people expect in the new special?
A lot of – this one is way sillier than anything I've done, I think because it's post-COVID quarantine. Mm-hmm. So I and the audience are both – you can see how giddy we are just to actually be out in public.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I had to actually check myself because when I was on tour, I was so happy to be on tour.
Yeah.
And the audience was so happy that I had to pause – every now and then, and go, wait, this material's good, right? Are we just happy to be out?
Are we just
out?
Like sure, crazy?
Yeah.
Am I
going
to look at this in 10 years and go, it's just a bunch of people in a room giggling with each other?
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff about the quarantine, how badly I handled it, how crazy, you know, because, and I'm sure you guys did the same thing. I made amazing, aspirational, delusional plans for the quarantine, of the things I was going to accomplish
that we never did.
None of them.
None of
like,
them.
Like, aggressively did none of them.
That's
it was almost
right.
like I was defying myself with the amount of weight I gained and the nothing that I did. So I really go into that, and then I go into just the craziness now of oh, wait a minute. The boomers are about to die, and the Gen Xers, we're about to become
the old ones
that are about to start getting made. I mean, it's already kind of
happening.
But it is sort of interesting where our whole persona was, I don't care about anything, and now we're being dragged into caring about things.
Yes.
Because it's ruining our persona.
That's
right. Yeah.
I love it.
So there's a lot of that.
That's so good. Okay, give me one example of, give me one bit that you thought you're doing it in the ramp up to it, and then it never made it into the special. You know how like we have those bits where we're like,
yes.
This is a bit that I'm doing, oh. It's going to make it in, and then it didn't make it in.
I had a bit, oh God, this was, and it was working too, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, no, this was just a bit. I was just so happy to be doing comedy.
Right.
But right before the shutdown, I went to Mike Birbiglia's one-man show at the Amundsen. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of theater people in the show, and basically it's a bit about old people farts. And I know that sounds so lame, but it was about how, and I'm not making fun of old people, I'm like, old people smell so much worse. And regular fart smells like, oh, someone farted.
Right.
But the problem with old people farts is you can reverse engineer what the food must have
100%.
Been before, like you can, and it ruins a food for you.
Yeah,
like you're like, no, I like ravioli. I don't know. And I think the reason is like when we eat food at our age, up to a certain age, you eat food and you go to sleep, and your body goes, okay, let's send some calcium to the bones.
Right.
Let's get like they process it. But when you get past a certain age and you eat food and go to sleep, the body's like, let's see if he wakes up tomorrow. We don't really need to get work on this right now. So just lets it sit there and rot for a while.
It procrastinates.
Yeah, well, I just like, I don't think this guy, I mean, we all see what's happening here, right?
You're
well,
making a bet.
No need to boil the
ocean here, guys.
Why do the work if the business is getting shut down?
Yeah, exactly. Just send a little bit of potassium to the brain so you can maybe wake up tomorrow. The rest, come on. Why are we killing ourselves here?
That's crazy.
But again, there was something about it. Then I started developing other material that was I just felt was better and smarter.
And then
that thing really started like standing out like the nerdy kid in the cafeteria, like, I shouldn't maybe be in this hour.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I got to let you go, dude. I'm sorry. Oh,
so the only reason I bring that up is that I think, you know, what maybe people don't understand is how cohesive your hour really tends to be for you.
Right.
So you do take a look at it and you're like, in the ramp up to it, this is working. I like where this is placed. But then at a certain point, you're like, I got to jettison this because it doesn't fit with what we're doing here.
Yeah. And I had another bit that was my closer for most of the tour. And then I realized, oh, no, this actually belongs in the middle. And there's another bit that was very raw that I realized I had 2 months before I shot him. If I can get this together in the next 2 months, this is going to be a killer closer.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
I had to move my closer to the middle, and that was nerve-wracking.
Right? Because so you're like, wait. So for two reasons.
You don't want it to go too big.
That's right.
Yeah.
You feel bad for the bit after it.
Yes.
I feel bad for the bit after it.
Right.
But you know what? We did the same thing, Rand. We have done the same thing with this last set. We moved the thing that we were closing with to the middle, and our thought process was, it's good to have, like when you do an hour, they can't all be at 10.
No, it has to be. If it's all a bunch of closers, there's no, not to say that you have to do bits that aren't funny. You just do bits.
No, but sometimes
that
the sauce needs
different.
To simmer.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you build the confidence overall for the hour rather than, I'm gonna give you 10 every single time.
That's right.
Hey, we don't need to react at 10 every single time.
Right. Nobody wants that.
We also want to, when you watch a movie, it's not all explosions. It's like, I want to see some calm, and then we have.
I had to go the other way. I had a deal where early in my set, it was the highest point of energy of the show. And I was like, oh, this has to go at the end.
Because I never
come back to this level.
Right.
And it's too... kind of like it breaks the fourth wall and stuff. So then I have a hard time bringing them back into like, now let me talk for a minute.
That's why I don't like to be heckled in a show, because if you ever deal with anyone or you put someone down, there's like that moment can't be duplicated.
Nope.
So when you go back to your material, it's always a down spot.
Especially if you deal with a heckler and you really crush it. And then you're like, oh God, nothing I do is going
to So now let me unwrap this.
I had a, okay, I was doing crowd work one night. I almost did this as a bit, but the even the the bit itself was so huge that nothing could follow it. Where I talk to the audience and go, what's going on? And I talked to a guy, and he said, oh, I'm a pediatrician. And I go, oh, wow. So what's going on with the youth today? And then with no prompting, he just said, these teens are shaving off all their pubes. Like, I was the first, this old guy you. Said that. Thank and I was you. Like, thank I'm you. Sorry, what? And it was like, all of us were just so like, stunned.
What? Yeah,
and I not and the whole show I couldn't
get
a bit
come back from that.
Like I would do a bit and then I would just kind of and so they really why are they like it became yeah. an evening with me and this pediatrician. Like why do you why are you so concerned about this? Why was that the first thing out of your mouth?
First, if it's front of brain for him, everyone in his life is hearing about this.
Number yeah, exactly. one, too much. About.
Too much. Number one, you're a dentist. You should not know any of this stuff. That is so funny. So, again, the name of the special so that people can go and watch it. If you just look up Patton Oswalt yeah. on Netflix, but it is called...
We All Scream.
We All Scream. I cannot wait. I am going to, we're recording this the week before, so when it comes out on Tuesday, yeah. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to rate it. All of you guys should do that too. Let's jump into another story. Yeah. Shall we?
Ready?
I love it.
Okay. More dumb stuff.
This was sent in by Elise LeBlanc at EELEBLANC.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but she lives in Connecticut.
She lives in Massachusetts. Or maybe it is Connecticut.
I don't know. Might be Connecticut.
Huge in New England.
I know.
We love it there.
Elise is one of the best people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had a breakfast wedding. She's great.
I love it.
Okay. It's true.
She did.
Okay. Woman tries first proper meal after years of only eating potato chips.
Oh my God.
Now look, she's not dumb and there's nothing wrong, but just like in Dumb People Town, Dan, if we were walking around the square, you'd go, that lady over there, she only eats potato chips.
Right.
That's
yes,
what happens
exactly.
in this town.
So, oh yeah. yeah.
So Patton has a relationship with snacks like Jay and I have a relationship with
you're
snacks.
You're as bad as these two?
Patton, I've Jay's bit about Cheetos.
No,
Patton.
You should send him the box that I gave you guys.
The Cheetos, like caveman. Like
little orange caveman clubs.
That then starts to formulate on
and
your
then
hand.
The more, the deeper you dig. It's like
the Infinity Ring from freaking.
You give yourself a mark of shame
yeah.
as you finish the bag.
You're like,
oh,
Hulk
God.
After he
so
tries
there
to snap.
was a moment when Jay Lord. And I, do we ever tell you this story where we're hosting Late Friday years ago and you're on the show Late Friday. Remember
wow,
this Lisa
yes,
Langgang
I
show?
Sure.
The NBC show. We're hosting. Yep. So we're hosting. We did a spot on one and then we host another one and you're on the second show. So we did a spot on there. So we were there early and threw the change through right, and then right, we're right, there right. on the next show. Uh-huh. And you were there and there was like a bowl of cheese curls and you were just scooping
preset.
But you were like thinking about your set. But you were in another world eating. And yep. I remember looking at you and I was like, hey, how's it going, Patton? And you looked like 100 yards past me as you were eating the Cheetos. And I was like, he doesn't even see me here.
I was like,
is he mad at me?
But
what's going on?
And then Randy and I were like, that's how we are with like baked Ruffle. As soon as the bag opens, I can't talk to anyone.
And your brain shuts down.
Everything
and
shuts
it's
in.
Just sensation.
It's this.
Not even hungry.
I was like, I think Patton's going to be okay. Yeah. He's just in a little bit of a trance right now. It's like when you're
like a Siamese brother who has to trance out. So
it's
the other
like
guy
when a dog is dreaming and his like legs are going like this. Just don't touch
wake him.
Don't touch Patton.
It's like the problem child that needs his busy box to calm down. Like, well, we brought out his bowl of Cheetos. He's having a little episode. Let's just let him calm down.
Let him get his fidget spinner.
Oh my God!
So you had you were tranced out.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't.
And I'm absolutely sure that happened. I've been in the kitchen doing that, and my wife walking going, "Sweetie,
hey,
are you even hungry right now?
No. So this gal just ate potato chips. There's part of me, and there's part of me that says I get it. If I could just eat potato chips and just try it for several years, survived.
A woman who lived on a diet of cheese and onion flavored potato chip sandwiches for years has finally
eaten bread. So she did eat bread.
We're going to get into that.
Wait a minute, didn't Matt Damon survive on potatoes in The Martian?
Yes.
I think he just ate potatoes.
And Courage Under Fire.
And
The Shooter.
Yeah.
She has finally eaten a proper meal after being hypnotized.
God.
Zoe Sadler of Coventry, England, has munched on Walker's potato chips. Never had them. Anybody
I've
here?
Had them.
Walker's potato chips.
Not bad. It's a good chip.
In buttered white bread for a very long time.
So there's butter and there is bread.
Yeah.
Let's. She's.
I'm sorry. There is nothing more British. That sounds like a British children's book. And what's her name again?
Zoe Sadler.
Zoe Sadler only ate crisp and buttered bread. That's it. Oh, and but wait. Then one day she like it yes. sounds yes. like a little.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
She scoffed two packs of her favorite potato chips every day after other foods left her feeling physically sick. How many years did she eat only potato chips?
And bread.
And how
bread,
big of a shoe butter. Did she live in? Yeah. I mean, this literally is a goddamn nursery rhyme.
Started off as a size 10.
Pat, you go last if you want.
I'll go last.
Okay, Jason.
Jay, go ahead. I'm going to say like 10 years.
10 years.
14 years.
14. Yeah. Pat and Oswald.
If she had to be, I'm going to say 20.
Okay.
20 years.
Okay. She has eaten, which they keep calling only potato chips, and spoiler alert, we will find out she was eating other shit.
Other things. Okay, fine.
But
majority of potato chips.
Only potato chips for 23 years.
Oh!
Patton on the board.
Nice.
How you doing?
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
My mom and dad say I tried other foods as a toddler, but I always turned up my nose or refused to put them in my mouth.
Sure.
Apparently, the only thing my mom could get down me were potato chips, which I used to suck until they were soft. That's gross.
Ooh, that's the worst part of this. I love this that so bothered us more than farts in a jar.
Yeah. But again, leave it to the British actually. To find a way to ruin potato chips, too. Good Lord. They just ruin every
like,
kind of food.
It's like I hate to be a wet potato chip yeah. about
well,
this.
You are.
But
Mommy, can I have the soft potato chips with no salt on them, please?
She's going to lick them
mommy,
off.
Mommy, could you give me a bag of crisps that I could suck on?
Are you going to suck on them?
You gotta suck on
yes,
them?
Yes, but
I don't like, want you sucking on
but,
them.
But I pretend that they're striped candy.
No. They,
no? All no. right, I'm gonna go hide in my giant
no,
peach.
Don't.
Get out of your peach.
Get out of the peach.
I've got a golden peach. Yeah,
I remember being at school when I was little and having potato chip sandwiches in my lunchbox. They were the only thing I liked to eat.
Okay.
I usually had a bowl of dry cereal for breakfast. Now look.
That's wait a
cereal
second.
Is, a minute.
Usually had a bowl
so,
of...
So far... We saw from an article that told you all
she
this woman
only
eats potato
chips.
Chips. We're having bread, butter, chips, which she sucks
such
on.
Such a BuzzFeed headline.
Right.
And just get them into the article. Yeah, we don't care how. Yeah.
Right. I usually had a bowl of dry cereal for breakfast, then a potato chip sandwich for lunch, and another one for dinner. Mm-hmm. We'll say that. You're
simple.
Having potato chip sandwiches for
that's
lunch and
crazy
dinner.
Enough.
Still.
You yeah. checked off the crazy box. You're there.
Is she 600 pounds?
Sometimes. No. Nope.
Yeah, what does she look like?
Sometimes. I'll see if I can find her. Sometimes.
I bet she's willowy and weirdly cut.
Great shape.
And, yeah. yeah.
Sometimes.
Looks like Keira Knightley.
I would try other
bony.
Potato chips because the texture wouldn't bother me.
Right.
Christmas was always hard for me because I never wanted very much to eat.
Right.
It's not a notorious.
Other children wanted a visit from Father Christmas, but I wanted a visit from Father Crispmas. Oh, I'm silly. I'm being silly today.
Ready for this
Christmas.
Next quote?
Yeah.
What if she just revealed some weird thing? Christmas was hard for me because our uncle was weird.
Hey. I have a picture of her.
This has nothing to do with chips.
I have a picture of her.
Do you remember the song Fiddle About from Tommy?
I have a picture of her ready to show you guys, but before okay. that, okay. I have to read another quote. She mm-hmm. said Christmas is hard for you. Now remember, so yeah. far, we're mm-hmm. eating chips, bread,
dry cereal,
butter,
dry cereal.
Right.
Christmas
for breakfast.
Was the best. Okay. Like, this sounds
Christmas
like a notorious
was hard for me.
Song.
I'd be able to have a Yorkshire pudding, but never with gravy.
So that's
just
another
thing.
That's another God. Thing she's had. I don't like her.
Yeah, okay, here's her.
She looks. This is
what the hell?
She's fine.
This is her eating her water.
She looks
she's
completely
normal. She's cute.
She looks great.
She's cute.
Well, maybe I should just eat potatoes.
I know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Go
so,
for it.
So those are two bad.
These salads are making me fat.
I know.
I know.
Come on.
After developing multiple sclerosis,
oh,
sorry,
oh,
here,
oh,
3 years ago,
hang on.
Sadler nope. decided to improve her health and turned to hypnotherapist David Kilmurray
oh,
for
God.
Help.
David.
After,
guy.
After
David, and everyone in David Kilmurray's life is like, hey, man, you don't need to wear the cape.
Yeah.
It's cool if you just, yeah, you can
right,
just tell people.
Right, I'm David no Kilmurray. I'm a, oh, yeah, I'm a hypnotist. Yeah,
yeah
sure.
We
yeah.
noticed
right.
the
I'll,
cape,
get
David.
You, what's she doing? Only eating crisps? Yeah, I've got a thing there. Charge you $1,000, I'll get her eaten.
Do you guys remember the hypnotist sketch from Adam Sandler's album with him and Kevin Nealon?
No.
And Kevin Nealon keeps farting, and he's blaming it on Adam while Adam's supposed to be under, and he was like, that was not me. That was you that time. He's like, that's not me, sir. I didn't do that. He goes, oh, that was you, and you have a real problem. He's like, sir, I'm not oh, my God. It's Kevin's dryness with Adam's just like, oh, it's – and Adam trying to – Adam trying to be the straight man while Kevin is
Kevin
the straight man.
Right.
Oh, it's really so funny.
Yeah, his authority is just makes me laugh every time.
David Kilmurray comes in for help. After undergoing two-hour hypnotherapy sessions.
Which,
I don't know if that's
way,
a lot or
he could have done it in one, exactly. But he's like, I think I need to come back
for a follow-up. Do you guys have anybody in your life that has done hypnotherapy for anything? Cigarettes?
Amy. Amy
really?
Did. She did. She did.
For what?
For smoking. Smoking. She did. This guy.
And it worked?
Yep. This guy, Kerry Gaynor, and he helped basically over the course of four-hour sessions at the end, over the course of like 2 months.
She did two and two. She did four ones.
Four ones.
Okay.
And he basically broke her from it to where she then would see people smoking and be like, that's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Changed her attitude.
Well, David Kilmurray did the same thing. After undergoing two-hour hypnotherapy sessions, Sadler has been able to enjoy her first taste. This is where the article should have been. Woman has eaten... has only eaten four different things her whole life.
Right.
That's still crazy.
That's still crazy.
Yeah.
Because she just now had her first taste of fruits and vegetables alongside others. Can you imagine... being in a folding adult and tasting a strawberry. I always wonder these things, like the first human or humanoids that like found
right.
a strawberry, were they just like, holy
this to me
fuck.
Is like...
Like, did it blow their mind?
By the way, there should be videos of this. Like, I go down the rabbit hole on TikTok and watch like young African-American like dudes listening to like Steely Dan for the first time.
Right.
And I'm like, and they're like, okay.
There was a 60
okay.
Minutes.
I'm like, this is the greatest
you know, the
thing
Lost Boys of the Sudan, there was like a 60 Minutes where like they were being moved over here and finding like families to like live with. And,
okay.
And wow. They were, when they first got here from that horrible life of trying to survive, they were blown away by staircases. And, and they had just never seen that structure or like elevators. They were like, we went in here and now we're here. So yeah, like
they were like teleported or
yes.
something.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Like an Amish teen on
Rumspringa. It's like Twins. It's like Arnold and Twins. Yeah.
That's right. So my daughter's friend's mom is a teacher, and she literally we pulled up while she was picking her up from the ACT, and we have like a Yakima roof rack thing on the top mm-hmm. of our roof, and she was like, my friend was housing a person from Sudan who said. Was talking to someone back at home who had spent some time in America, and she's like, the Americans are so busy that they don't even bury their dead. They just carry them on top of their cars. Because that looks like coffins.
So she's eating fruit for the first time. There are times, by the way, when my 8-year-old daughter, I'll be like, what do you want? You want some ice cream or you want this? And she's like, I want a nectarine. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's your problem.
Our daughter was so narrow in what she would eat. It was, you know, mac and cheese and scrambled eggs, mm-hmm. and we could get her to eat some chicken.
Sure.
But in this past year, she's really expanded her palate. All of a sudden, she's 13. Mm-hmm. And one morning, she did a sleepover at a friend's house, and she'd woken up, and they made, you know, pancakes and eggs and bacon. And she finally tried some bacon, and she gets a scar. She goes, I had bacon. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Who knew? And I'm like,
everybody!
Literally from the... We've known...
You're the only one who didn't know.
It's before the wheel was invented, a pig, like, tripped into someone's fire, and they went, well, that smells great.
Yes.
Like, that's how long we've known.
Also, you're like mad. You're like, do not give them credit for giving you bacon. Yeah, I've been trying to give you
I've
bacon.
I've been pushing the bacon agenda
in
our house for a long
time. For years.
Sizzling it while you're sleeping, just trying to get it
right,
into your
right.
brain.
All right,
so she says, quote, I was diagnosed with MS, and I just thought, I need to get healthier and feel better.
Good for her.
I looked around on the internet and read some articles where David had helped other fussy eaters, so I contacted him.
Great.
We had two-hour sessions, which felt like they lasted 5 minutes each, and after the second one, I was able to try loads of different foods.
Good for her.
I can't believe how nice strawberries are, and I even tried... I'm going to try. I've never seen this.
Can't believe Patton's daughter never had bacon.
Wagamama.
Wagamama.
Wagamama chili Wagamama's squid,
great.
Which was really spicy. Is that like some
so
great
Wagamama's
dish?
So Wagamama is a restaurant in London that's like cafeteria-style seating, but they do like ramen
Asian
type stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I looked it up. Chili squid looks dope.
Phenomenal.
Mm, looks so good. I look forward to trying curry and lots of other different foods.
Great.
Like I didn't have
You live in England.
Have
probably
Indian
one
food.
Of the best food
curry.
I didn't have Indian food until like a year ago.
So there you go.
Yeah, I love it.
Good Lord.
Warehouse operator Sadler, who I don't know why this matters, who weighs 126 pounds and
didn't
fits into size 8
just
dresses.
Rubbing
didn't
in our faces.
Yeah, didn't need to do that.
Lives with fiance Jason Fox, a carpenter. All of a sudden he's like, great. I'm not in this story.
<He's> wait.
Yeah. Why am I now in this?
Right. Sadler was also motivated to overcome her obsession with potato chip sandwiches in time to enjoy a hearty meal at her wedding next March. But don't people say at your wedding you never tend to eat enough?
Exactly.
You don't eat. You're always going around saying, all right, fine.
She added, I really don't just want to be eating potato chip sandwiches on my wedding day. Now I'm looking forward to planning our wedding day menu with Jason. London-based therapist.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I just want to say that on this podcast. I want everyone to know.
Get it out there, Jason.
London-based therapist and hypnotist David Kilmurray hypnotized Zoe after diagnosing her with avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID.
I don't think a hypnotist should be allowed to diagnose anyone, right?
No.
It feels like overstepping your bounds.
At the most, you should be able to go, that kid's spooky.
Yes. That's the only diagnosis you can get.
He said, huge credit to Zoe and her recovery. Her progress has been phenomenal and has superseded my expectations. In a very short amount of time with myself and at home, this is his commercial now, she has been calmly eating new meals and incorporated many new high-grade fruits and vegetables.
Right. Quit patting yourself on the back, Dave.
And then he threw down a smoke bomb and disappeared.
That's it. That's the story.
There you go. Yeah. Daniel, give us a little taste of what we're going to hear in segment three.
Bad times at a bar mitzvah.
Bad times at a bar mitzvah. I'm very excited to hear that. So for our Patreon fans, Patton's going to have do a little quick story, and then
absolutely.
We'll do that on the other side of the break. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Here we go.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Townies, we've teased this, I'd say, like, since mid-August.
Yeah.
We started, like, dropping a little hint. Especially if you're a member of the Patreon, you knew that some of this was coming. You might even already know, depending on when things drops. When is what, everybody?
I have no idea.
But, hey, I'll tell you when is what is happening. So we have done this show in one version or another for quite a while.
10 years?
Yeah, decade? 10 years.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate enough and lucky enough and happy enough to get to do it as Dumb People Town for 5 years. Yeah. Five and a half, almost,
five,
six,
almost
years.
6 years. Crazy.
Yeah. So one of the things that we love and we found through doing the Patreons is these guys, if you're not already a member, get on board. We'll talk about that in a second. But with these guys is they bring in the stories and then I joke around. Yeah. And it's been super, super fun,
fun
to get
to
guess and play around.
Yeah.
So guess what? Starting in October, especially if you come to our live shows, I'll plug it here.
Yeah.
Chicago, Nashville, Brooklyn on the 13th, 14th, 16th of October.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing it this way. We're each going to read a story.
I
so it's
it.
Going to switch around.
It's like a revolving
we'll have one
door.
Document. Whoever puts the first one in there is going to be doing the first story. The second is the second, and the third is the third. It'll still be the same great show. We all can do this. Mm-hmm. We have, like, this is the greatest comedy safety net that I've ever been in, where I'm like, whatever they serve up, I know I'm going to eat. So if you love this show, you're going to get to even love it in a new way with everything you already love, and it's the three of us doing this.
New and improved.
Yeah.
New and improved.
And that, but that's not all. Even our Friday episodes, we found that one of the best things we love is when someone brings in a dumb story.
Oh, I love
so
it.
Our Friday episodes are just going to be people, whoever our guest is, telling a dumb story from their life, and then we give it the DPT treatment.
I love it.
So that's even going to be a little bit more fun. You're going to learn about more of the people that we have on those Friday shows. We've introduced you guys to a lot of comics. We've even had great comics come in and do them. Mm-hmm. It runs the gamut of new people and veterans. So that's going to be super, super fun.
Amazing.
And then if you're a member of our Patreon, this is going to be great too. And all this will be rolled out and laid out. I say go to the Facebook page, probably the best place to check
it out.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even do a little video for that.
Sure.
But so for the Patreon, we are starting a thing where you guys will send us, literally, we got an email address for you. You can find it over at the Facebook page, and you'll send us dumb stories from your life. And we will be reading those stories as well. It might end up where if it works out, maybe sometimes we actually interview you guys. I don't want to overstep because I want to make sure we lay out everything we know we can do. Our schedules are crazy enough. But if you write down, hey, you'll never believe what happened to me. Write that in an email. Send it to us.
We will break it
down. Yeah, we'll break it down and read it.
So
that's going to be the Patreon. We also are going to have an option there where you can get what did we say? Oh, no ads.
No ads.
So for $5 a month, you can get our episodes with absolutely no ads at all. If you want that, just nothing but streamlined DPT right into your veins.
Right in the veins.
You can get it. It's going to be great. We're going to be changing up the Patreon a little bit more as well. But you know what? We'll hold on to that for
now. We'll hold on that for now. But just know that the new sort of new form of DPT will have all three of us presenting stories. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
It's the new way as we sort of take it into a new chapter, so to speak. And we're so happy that you
guys
are
so excited. Because I can't wait to see the stories that you guys pick.
I can't wait.
And then I can't wait to be able to guess along.
It's so much fun.
It's evolving, but it's going to be nothing but fun and hilarity and comedy.
And we
good
love
times.
You guys. Yeah. And oh, shit, we got to get back to the rest of this show. All right, Daniel, take us home, buddy.
Are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Couple Those are sent in by Carlene McDermott at She Be Carlene.
Love her.
Couple busted for X-rated act on Zoom call. A couple who reportedly attended a virtual celebration on Zoom forgot to turn off their camera while they proceeded to have sex for all to see.
So we've been doing a lot of virtual bar mitzvahs.
Worst Brits ever.
Bar mitzvah.
The couple were on a Zoom call with a synagogue in Minneapolis. Which was hosting a bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
Talk about the eternal
a
flame.
Bat mitzvah, boy. Was it ska themed? What was the theme?
Oh, my God. Is that a yacht in your pocket, or you just happen to see it?
I mean,
actually.
Do they get a mitzvah for doing sex during?
Today you are truly a man.
Now watch. Watch and learn.
Watch.
There definitely was one of the rabbis who was like, is that through a sheet? Are we good up there? We're good on that. Okay.
During the celebration, other guests reportedly saw the couple have sex for almost an hour.
Oh. They couldn't turn off their feet?
After the pair neglected to turn
now
their camera
off. Now
it
feels like they're showing off.
Yeah, a little
like
bit.
Almost an hour.
Oh, wait
an
a minute.
Hour in,
so
a, in
they,
the morning? Morning
they,
sex for an hour?
They were on the Zoom as a couple, I assume.
Yes.
And then they must have then
thought
backed
they,
away and then got on the bed, but the thing was still pointing
still
at the bed,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you know what is their turn on? When people talk about their Torah portions,
right? Yes, that's exactly. Right. They've got to hear a Torah portion.
Yeah, and they get very, very excited.
Oh, this is the moment that they realized.
Oh, God. That's
you can
like,
see them both like, is that thing on?
Are we still?
There's other screen grabs
in this. High holidays are going to be very weird this year.
How do you cover for that? You just got sunrise, sunset, sunrise.
By the way, Yom Kippur is around the corner. You can apologize.
You can fast
you
in
can
a
apologize.
October 5th.
So I know I gave you an Israel bond that's going to mature in 18 years, but you're going to mature in about 3 seconds because you just saw me have sex with your aunt.
One person who witnessed the canoodling said the two were at it for roughly 45 minutes.
Oh, I think it's
and we stress roughly.
Very roughly.
A lot of
Let's
consent.
Do some role play. You're the cantor, I'm the rabbi. Lift me up like he's lifting up the door.
I'd do anything to get out of Auschwitz.
There you go.
Well, you know.
Please stop.
Cut their sound.
Oh, God.
Mute
Who's moderating
everyone?
This thing?
Fucking Schindler's Fist.
Schindler's Fist.
Schindler's
Here you
fist.
Go. The source, who spoke to the New York Post on the condition
mean,
of anonymity.
I mean, I will say this. The fist is life. I'm sorry.
The girl in the pink pajamas. The source, who spoke to the New York Post on the condition of anonymity, said the woman was walking around naked and eventually got dressed. She's in and out of the Zoom, and he was in the bed. He whipped it out, and she started to go to work, the source told the Post.
Oh, my God. Started. Oh, I love that. They,
clock it, in.
This was work for her.
Yeah.
Do you understand? This was like going to a job.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone else who was on the Zoom rang the woman and told her she was on camera and everyone could see her and the man.
Oh, my God.
The woman apparently freaked out.
Oh, you think?
Pretty
Maybe.
Much everyone on the call would have been able to see what the couple was up to, as most had their cameras switched off, so their box on the screen was pretty big.
The only one.
Yeah, because
also, you know how, like, on those Zooms, like, if there's any noise whatsoever, it switches to their screen.
Right.
So, like, if there's any noise, any breathing,
God. Yeah.
The unfortunate event.
What if they had set the background to the bar mitzvah boy's face? So it's them.
The virtual.
The event.
Jacob holding the Torah.
Yeah.
When you were young, we used to play, but now you live so far away. Bubby and Zadie come up and light the third candle.
How about when the kid gives the speech?
Yeah.
When I look out at all these Zooms and I see who has made me who I am today and the man that I will be. I've learned so much from many
man
of you.
Yet, but no, oh my
Take
God.
Care of her first, for example.
Talk about a holla.
The unfortunate event happened at Temple Beth El And the managing director of the synagogue said he was aware of the incident and refused to comment.
Oh, my God. This is maybe the greatest Zoom bar mitzvah ever. That's, I mean, it's epic. Yeah. I mean,
maybe that was every bar mitzvah.
Yeah. By the way, that was the theme.
By the way, there are some bar mitzvahs. Like Nicki Minaj comes in with the bar mitzvah boy on a jet ski in Miami. Okay.
So the theme of this bar mitzvah was 50 Shades of Grey.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it.
That is that's a show, friend.
Patton Oswalt, I'm so excited
about
your special.
We all scream on Netflix.
We
go watch it.
Go watch it. We love you, Patton. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.